This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, that was a grave error. I don't know. I feel so bad we carried that. What a complete and utter waste of time. So here's my takeaways from this Iserman press engagement thus far. My takeaway is, until it is proven otherwise, like until you show me the sealed JFK files of his contract, he has a lifetime deal. He essentially, in not so many words, I'm just going to keep on trucking, keep on doing. Yeah. Just, I'm going to keep doing what I do. And we're going to keep drafting and, you know, stuff.
Things.
Don't care what you want. But we appreciate the fan support. Basically, keep spending your money. We appreciate that. And we're just going to keep doing what we do over here. And here's a few Joe bucks for you. I got nothing. I'll leave it to the hockey elite.
Yeah, because Tony asked a really good question about, you know, the pro personnel and, you know, free agency. And he just kind of went around and around and gave a five-minute answer. And I really don't know what he said. But, hey.
The one thing he said that was interesting was
Montreal and St. Louis.
No, that was ridiculous. I thought the Dylan Larkin thing was interesting. I thought the pause about I need my best players to, you know, be my best player. Pause. I mean, look, clearly the comment he made about, you know, Dylan Larkin. I mean, Kenny, do you want to step in on this? Do you? I'm trying to pull anything interesting.
So the three things that I took away from this, the interesting bit was that he did talk to Larkin, and I guess it sounds like they had a private conversation, which...
Yeah, and if he wants to share, he can.
Right, which will probably cause another private conversation if that happens. The other thing that he said, which I was actually encouraged by before he immediately went the opposite way, was he was asked, okay, if there's a big free agent, would you be willing to spend more than Dylan Larkin? Would you be able to spend $10-plus million on a free agent? And that's a big signing for Steve. That's a big signing for anybody, really. And I know, Poverty League aside jokes, that was a big comment that he said, yeah, I absolutely would be willing to.
But don't you think it's the only way you can answer it?
Yes, but then he immediately went back and started talking bad about, like, free agents.
That's right.
You know, term, yada, yada, the same stuff he said for the last several
years.
That's
my point to you. No GM, no team president is going to get up there and go, no, we're not going to sign that type of player. That causes a furor. You can say, well, of course we would, even though you never intend on it.
And then he went back on it immediately after, right, later on in the presser. And the third thing, Enrico brought it up, was the Montreal-St. Louis lame, nobody's making this argument. He did this straw man thing that he always does where he sets up an argument that nobody's arguing in the first place. And it just, I don't know, it aggravates
Montreal didn't make a trade. Yeah, Steve, they were also in the Stanley Cup final 3 years ago.
Correct.
So, like, can we just not do this? Can we just say, like, you haven't done anything at the deadline? Oh, we did make a trade, actually. Right. To pick up a 40-year-old painter and a dead goalie. Hockey elite, this is yours. You react to it. Just tell me where you're at. I feel like it is just very simple. This man has a lifetime deal. He's not under any pressure. And he's going to keep doing what he's doing. And if you don't like it, too bad. Eventually, you'll like it. That's what I take out of it.
No, he didn't sound like a man that had any type of urgency, like his job was on the line and I got to get this right over the summer or else. No, I didn't get any of that.
I also didn't feel very inspired. Now, maybe he says something and turns into Maximus Aurelius here in the next 7 minutes and we'll clip the audio and play it to you. But we couldn't possibly stay with that any longer, both for fear of having our entire audience walk away, but also for someone falling asleep at the wheel and crashing their car. 2485.
Look out for the people, Mike.
2485399797. People, hockey elite assemble. your response to the almost 20 minutes of Iserman we gave you. We'll get some ticket texts, football today, get into the Brad Holmes interview that I thought the morning show did a great job with this morning on a very busy Tuesday, 97.1.